I'm always glad to introduce a new comedian, especially on Friday nights, because Friday night audiences are usually up. This young man is from Boston. It's his first appearance on national television, and I think you're going to find him a little different. Would you welcome Stephen Wright?
Stephen Wright came out. By the way, just cut number two. So Stephen Wright comes out, looks at the audience, and then he says this.
Thanks.
You know that line in Jerry Maguire, "You had me at hello"? He had them at thanks, and has ever since. That was 40 years and 40 days ago, and now Stephen Wright is coming to the North Shore Center in Skokie on the 6th of October. A 6th of October, visit northshorecenter.org. Stephen, this is John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I hope you don't mind my introducing you with that. It goes way back, but do you remember that moment intimately? Is that sort of seared into your brain?
Oh, yes. I mean, I was watching The Tonight Show since I was about 16, and my dream was to go on there, and then it was 26, and I was on there, and it was very, very surrealistic. It was just incredible. My whole life changed in that 5 minutes.
They say that what was really noteworthy about it, you know, when Johnny invites you over to the couch, that's one thing. But then he invited you back the next week, which is almost unheard of. So I imagine your life did change very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I came from Massachusetts to do the show there. I had no agent, I had no manager, I didn't have anything like that going, and I did it on a Friday, and then they called me a few days later, and they was talking about the show. I thought they were reviewing the Friday one, and they said, "No, we want you to go on in two more days, on Thursday," and I was just shocked by that, too. So, I mean, it was like a fairy tale, the whole thing.
It was interesting.
Oh, it's a Peter LaSalle. Peter LaSalle was a producer of The Tonight Show, and he saw me in a Chinese restaurant comedy club called the Ding Ho Comedy Club in Inman Square in Cambridge, Mass. So he saw me there, and then 3 weeks later, I was on there. Incredible.
Isn't that amazing? And I imagine then, maybe not so much now because people know your style, but back then, I would imagine that it was like, you got to get it. You know, this guy is just going to deadpan lines and they're going to be brilliant. Maybe there'll be three or four lines strung together, but it must have been really fun to you to very quickly see people understand what you were going to do. Does that make any sense?
It was interesting because I had no plan. I mean, that's just how I wrote the material. I didn't plan out I'll do short jokes. I just went to the open mic to watch, and then I knew I was going to come back in 2 weeks, so then I started writing things, and that's just how it came out. But right from the beginning, they would laugh at something. They would laugh at some of it and not at other things. So they were never thrown off by the style of it, because some of it worked and some of it didn't.
But I think that's the question about you. Is that a style or is that the way you are? Like, I'm talking to you now and I wonder, why are you laughing at that?
I'm laughing because it is how I am. It's like an exaggerated, you know, you were saying, you're talking to me now. I sound the same, right?
Yep. Although these sentences are more fluent than I thought, than I'm used to. I mean, we're having strings of thoughts all running together. It's almost like a conversation, right, Stephen? This is weird.
Yes, I hope it doesn't throw you off. See, no one likes public speaking. Is the worst thing, people, their biggest fear, you know, it's a known thing. And I was extremely introverted. very shy person, but I wanted to do this, so I forced myself to go on stage. And the reason I'm saying all that is you can see how I'm talking to you now. I'm relaxed talking to you now. But then I go out on stage, now I'm horrified. So my monotone is even more exaggerated because I'm just trying to think of, say the joke correctly, say the next one correctly, say the next one. So I'm concentrating, I'm taking it very seriously. So I'm afraid, I have a blank stare, I'm monotone, and I'm trying to just do the material. And all of that mixed together by accident with this type of material, and it's a style, but it was just by, like, all fluke.
Yeah, were you surprised?
You understand what I mean?
I do. Were you surprised at how successful it was? Because it's very off-putting, but I think that's to your advantage.
I was just happy that it started working in the open mics in Boston, and then I started doing regular shows in Boston, and it just, I was with all my friends, and we were all doing it. We were all learning how to do it. It was as we went along, 79, 80, early 80s. And I mean, there was no show business there. We were like on an island. There was no managers or agents or anyone to say, you should do this, or you should try this. There was nothing. We were all just learning it. So I was happy as it continued to sure. go. But even now, it's the same thing now. It's the same. Some of the new material works and some of it doesn't. It's the same. Nothing's changed in 40 years, and I have to just keep weeding it out.
Well, Stephen, are you happy?
Yes. Are you?
Yeah, but here's me happy. Hey, how are you? And here's Stephen Wright happy. I'm happy. And
no, no. I get all excited. I'm like, yeah, no. I mean, I like have all of that regular stuff in my private life.
I imagine you. I'm glad to hear that, and I'm not surprised to hear that. I imagine you're the kind of guy with crumpled up pieces of paper in your pockets with little notes written down. Like you see something, and you go, "There's a joke," or "I can make that a joke." Is that how you work? How do you come up with this stuff?
Well, everything you just said, it was true for years and years. I would have pieces of scraps and then I would bring them home, and I would write it into a notebook so it was in one place. But since the iPhone came in, whenever that was, 15 years ago, whatever, and now I just write it immediately into the notes section of the phone where I have material. So, but how it comes to me is I'm just reacting to the world. I think all creative people, musicians, painters, you know, you're looking at the world and then you react. So I don't get up thinking I need some more jokes. I don't do that. I just go about what I'm doing during the day. I mean, from the minute you wake up, anyone wakes up till when you go to sleep, there's thousands of pieces of information that come past you, words, conversations, signs, thoughts, you know, and some of it just is like, oh, that could be a joke. Oh, that could be a joke, you know? So I'm just noticing everything.
I was talking to a friend of ours, Kelly Leonard, the other day, and I don't remember what the number was, but he talked to an author who said, here's how much stimulus the average human brain gets per minute, per hour, per day. And it's thousands of things. And he said the thing that makes human beings great is they're able to filter all of this stimuli out and focus on certain things. And it sounds like in your mind, in your mouth, this is what comes out. It's a matter of observing things and then finding the humor in it and then relaying it to all of us. Is there some new material you're especially proud of that you're working on right now?
I'm always adding things and testing it out, and the audience decides, you know, what's going to stay and what isn't going to stay.
Do you want to try one out on me now? Do you have something you can try?
One new one is I read in a magazine a sad story about a runway model that was hit by a 747.
That works. That's keep that in the show.
Are you there? Are
keep,
you there?
Keep that in the show.
It works. You didn't laugh, but it worked.
No. I thought that was funny. Here's the problem with your jokes. I don't know when they're over sometimes.
I'm like, oh, yeah. Yes.
Steve.
Yes. Plus, you know what? This is another interesting thing. One-on-one, I mean, you can't test a joke one-on-one. Because when I first started, I would test things on my girlfriend. If she didn't laugh, I wouldn't try them. And then one night I said some of the ones that she didn't laugh at, and they worked. And it wasn't a reflection on her sense of humor. It was a reflection on the different dynamic than a one-on-one, than the audience. You know, it would be like showing someone one frame of a movie and saying, what do you think of this? I don't know. What, you know, so.
That's well put. I am out of time. Stephen Wright is performing at the North Shore Center for the Arts in Skokie on the 6th of October. NorthShoreCenter.org. Hey, Stephen, thank you so much. You got a lot of fans here in Chicago, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see you when you come to Skokie.
Thank you. Thanks for talking. It was fun. Thank you very much.